Blog Talk Radio.
Fernando Poniente.
Yep,
he's back. Fernando Poniente, welcome to the show. Today is 11 o'clock, 11 p.m. here in North Chicago. Welcome, the Great Lakes area, North Chicago, Illinois. If you guys don't know where it's at, I mean, it's over here at the, at the lake, right by the Great Lakes area, there, right next to Wisconsin. So, kind of trying to give you that geographical location. What are we talking about today? You know, I'm not ready yet to talk about stuff today because I've been busy. You know, I found my excuses. But if you're not doing anything and you're listening, well, call in 347-884-8125. I only have a half hour, so we're gonna try to squeeze, you know, things that we want to talk about into that half hour sections. Segment, I mean. So if you have time, you know, if you're not doing anything, you can't fall asleep, I know it's 11 o'clock, you have school tomorrow, call in 347-884-8125, or you can go into the chat room. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show, and you just click that little thing, it says chat. You should be able to chat with that, and it'll hang out with us in the chat room. We're going to open up a line today. And first thing we're going to do is open up, I think we have Don and Winston's, the Fernando Poniente. Great panel that up in here. All right, Winston, straight from Alabama, Tennessee, Tennessee, right?
Mississippi.
I'm sorry. I know that. I was just playing with you. Mississippi, straight from the Mississippi Pipeline. He's actually camping out over there every night. He has his own tent,
yeah.
You know. So what's up with you, Winston?
Oh, nothing much. Just sitting
nothing
around the
much?
House doing nothing. Yeah.
How's school,
nothing.
Man? How's
just
school?
Doing nothing.
Doing nothing
oh,
at school?
Doing great.
Doing great.
Doing
all
great,
right.
You know.
Yeah. Any this is funny. Any of your teachers trying to teach you with that Obama rant? You know, the Obama. What do you call that? You know, the Obama song.
Oh yeah.
Come on now, you know how it goes.
Red, white, green, black, baby color. Yeah, I've seen. Yeah, I've heard that.
Let's get ridiculous
and funny at the same
time. It is. Let's get Don straight from, I don't know, from the other side. Don, are you there?
I am.
What's new?
Hello.
We're here. Not going anywhere.
Huh?
What's new? We got Winston on the other line.
We're getting ready to move into a house maybe tomorrow
okay.
or Wednesday. I had to clean it today. So yeah, it's good. Good.
Okay.
So relocating. Lord wants us to be in Illinois to grow our business here and be with family, you know, before we move to Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
So
Lord
will
cool.
move to Hawaii. So
be here. Hey, that's thank you, Don. Winston, I know that you thanks for making that, you know, that little introduction for Fernando Poniente. See, the thing is,
yeah.
to practice it with me. Practices. Say pony. Poniente. That's how
it's
yeah, my last name.
I need to go to speech class, I guess, because I can't say that.
No, that's all right, dude. You're not the only one.
No,
so, yeah, but that's great, man. That thing that you made for me, man. That's just, you know, appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do better.
Appreciate
I gotta, I wanted one for tonight to get it on there, and also I'm gonna do one better with all the effects, you know, on these big radio things, like the zizzlers, like, you know, then I'm gonna do some of that for you.
Yeah, it sounds like that. You know, I mean,
so I'll probably
you can make money off of that. I mean, doing that, you're not gonna charge me, are you?
No.
Okay, so I'm broke right now.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No,
I mean,
like that.
I'm like, do you take food stamps? Like those people in there.
Yeah.
Do you take food stamps? I was watching that. Everybody Hates Chris. You know, with Chris Rock and all that, when he was, you know, supposedly with the story, you know, when he was younger. But anyway, his parents are trying to get the, other bedroom rent out. I think it's 4 out of 5 that they interviewed. They were like, do you take food stamps? That was funny. But anyway, let's get into the business here, man. Let's get into business. Hey, Don, I want to have you comment on the supposedly indoctrination with our kids in the United States about, teaching them the Obama song. What do you think about that?
Well, I heard that song one time, and I don't remember what it was saying exactly, but it wasn't saying all hail Obama, but it was like, you know, kids didn't have to learn it and stuff like that. I think what they're doing, though, is they're trying to, that school that did that, I don't know if more than one school is doing that, I think that they are trying to, like, impress Obama so he'll come to their school. I think that's what they're doing.
Because,
if they're on the news.
Oh, you don't think there's no, like, indoctrinations, you know, like, trying to teach, they're trying to shove, politics into the kids' throat, you know?
Well, I think so, but I think also I think it also has to do with the school wants to impress Obama. They want to say, look, we're doing Obama. So,
right. Well, what do you think about that, Winston? What say you?
Well, it is a problem, you know, as always. But what I want to know, did they get an L for not saying it? And when I say that, I mean, you know, somebody raised a child, like Mr. Ken Pettigrew, if their children would have done this, Mr. Ken Pettigrew would have been PO'd for one thing, and from another standpoint, and then found out that they got an F on it for not saying it. Do you know how bad a parent would harm a teacher from this? See the point in that? So that's the main point I'm looking at here. Is this some kind of blackmailing here? If you don't do this, I'm gonna do this to you, you know? Or is this more of a, you look our way and, you know, you cannot look no other way, you know? I'm just, you know, just kind of,
right,
you know.
It's kind of, you have
really
no option. Kids doesn't have a freedom to, I see where you're coming from. Don, do you think, one school, would come up with some, like, you know, same thing, you know, same slogan, same chant, the same song for President Bush when he was in the office. What do you think? What do you think the media would affect? I mean, would it be like outreach?
I think so. And I was thinking too, like, I was just looking at one of the kids, you know, in the room, one of my kids, and I was thinking, like, you know, kids, when they're in school, they are not always strong enough to speak up and say, hey, I don't think I should be doing this because my parents wouldn't approve. They probably would do it because everybody else is doing it. They probably would, like, feel like that they need to do it to fit in,
mm-hmm.
you know, and in that way,
right.
then they'll learn that song, and they might not even tell their parents that they're learning that every day. I mean, like, I remember when our oldest daughter was in school, she came
mm-hmm.
home, like, I found out that she was doing some kind of dance, and I don't know if she told it to me at home or if one day I went to the school, and I'm like, I do not want you dancing like that. And she didn't know I didn't approve of it. And I was like, you should know if I don't approve of that way
mm-hmm.
dancing.
Right, right, exactly. Exactly. So let's move on. I want to cover a topic, actually. It's the flooding in the Philippines. You know, I was born in the Philippines, and there's actually 240 dead, actually, in devastating and
mm-hmm.
counted in devastating Philippines flooding. There's a lot of ways to help. I mean, you can go to Facebook and just type in help the Philippines, you know, flooding, or you can go into, I believe, WHO website, you know, believe it, UNICEF, stuff like that, and organizations, you know, if you can, you know, please help. That, you know, that this is tragic, and I do have I do have family in that part in the Philippines. So all prayers and, you know, and help whatever you can. In the meantime, you know, just keep them on your prayers every day. So thank you. Now, what I was going to do. All right. What about this terror plot? You know, this recent terror plot. What do you say about that, Winston? Heard anything about anything?
What?
I think his name is Najibullah Zaze or something like that.
I'm not real sure. But
right. Well, it was actually a series of raids and arrests, and authorities actually has intensified their focus on possible accomplices. So he's not alone. He's not acting like, you know, a lone wolf per se. You know, and he's trained by Al Qaeda. You know, and I think his original plan was to set up the bomb actually in 9/11, September 11th actually this year. So I mean, I think the authorities, you know, did a great job on that. But, you know, this is not the end though. I mean, they need to, you know, this is the only guy, and the report says this, you know, there's multiple people involved in that. So, people, you know, multiple terrorists. So, what do you say to that? Do you have anything to say about this, Dawn? Real quick.
That they used that Patriot Act. Is that how they caught him?
Right. Yeah, the Patriot Act. Yeah. Thank goodness for Patriot Act. That's right.
What part of the Patriot Act? Tapping phones or something?
I don't know on the details on that. I know that, you know. I don't know. I'm going to have to look it up.
Well, that's good that they caught the people, you know. That's good.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think it's the you know, the wiretapping and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, everything was, you know, that took in place to, in order for the authorities to, you know, the FBI to get a hold of this guy. You know?
Yeah.
I think it was the plot, actually, the original was to be set up in New York City. What do you call it, Winston? So what do you think? Should we? I mean, we don't have the Guantanamo. We're not gonna have a Guantanamo. I mean, Where do you think we should put this guy? I mean, New York, because you know he's caught in New York, I believe.
First thing we put him in, we put him in an electric chair, and we light him up with about 2 million volts of electricity. And after we do that, we'll cremate him after... Well, wait, let me repeat that. The chair is going to cremate him. Then we're going to bury his ashes in the deepest hole we could find. Because this is... I'm getting sick and I'm getting tired of these people coming over here and think that they are... can come over here to my country, in our country at least, and just do this. And, you know, this is the second time this happened.
Well,
I mean, this is the first time it happened. The second time, luckily enough, we caught them.
Yeah, well, the sick part about that is what ticked me off is actually there's people out there, organizations, are saying that they want to make sure that he's going to get a fair trial, you know? I'm just like, what?
Wow.
Yeah, they want to make sure that he's going to get the fair trial, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, why don't we give him all, you know, what he wants. Put him in the luxury hotel, you know.
Exactly. Wop his butt.
And, yes, serve him chicken in a silver platter, you know, it's that. Give him wine. what do you want to do? I mean, so here's the question, though. I mean, I think, do you think... You know, because I know the FBI and all that, they're going to do whatever they can to extract, you know, information out of this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I think, you know, the waterboarding and all that thing should take place. Would you agree, Winston?
You hit the nail right on the head.
The waterboard, yeah. You know, I mean, there's people out there, you know, there's people out there in organizations, you know, they want to make sure that the waterboarding or any torture, you know, stuff that is not going to happen to this guy. I mean, it, you know, it's almost like protecting this guy, you know. Ooh. I don't understand. So what else do you think should take place in order to get, you know, to get information out of this guy, Winston?
I don't think so.
Give me one. What? I didn't hear you.
Stab the head with a shovel.
I get it worked. Because if you do that, you know, you're going to give him, I mean, he'll probably pass out. And he won't, you know,
he'll do it again.
Yeah, but what you want is information, man. So what do you think, Don?
Well, like, you need to, what is waterboarding? Is that like where you lay in the person on their back and then
it's
you
almost
drip
like
water?
A mimic. Right, yeah. No, you put a towel, you know, a wet towel in your face, and they pour water on you. So, you feel like, you know, you'll have this sensation that you're drowning, actually, because of the water. You know, you feel water, and you're not able to breathe. So you have they kind of mimic the drowning, you know, sensation.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to call it?
Well,
I
think that if waterboarding is illegal, then I think what they should be doing is,
it's still legal, right? I mean, you can still do that. I mean, that's what the Democrats are trying to get rid of.
Or they could just do that dripping water on their head, forehead. That gives people.
You know, that takes actually for a very long time. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
okay.
you want to get information as much as quick and as much as possible.
Oh, okay.
So I think what they should do is just to leave it to the authorities and do whatever they want to do, you know,
yeah.
And do what
exactly.
You know what they have to do. I mean, do what's necessary to get the information out of this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We don't want anybody, especially like if you're, you know, if you're not. If you have no authority whatsoever, and you're going out there, hey, I want to make sure he's getting a fair trial.
Right, exactly.
I don't know these people. But, especially the Democrat.
Did you hear about this story that was on the news, Obama thinking about getting rid of summer. Well, let me repeat that. Shorten it down, they called it. But if
oh, right, yeah, more...
Made,
mm-hmm. Short vacation for school. I mean, I don't think it's not going to be popular then. But no, he wants to shorten, like, for school and stuff. He actually wants a longer school day and shorter vacation.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
They do that.
India has shorter days than us.
India?
They're a lot smarter. India has shorter days. I mean, when I say shorter days, I mean school days. Like shorter days, I think they go from like our time. They might go to 8 to 12. And
you're saying they're smarter than us?
Yes.
Well,
in statistics now, statistics.
Right.
Statistics.
Well, look at the economy though.
I know. I'm just saying
if they're smarter than us, they should be at the top of the chart, right?
Yeah.
As far as like you know, it doesn't
I'm
have to be
saying,
individually.
Physically.
Right. I mean, because we have a lot of Indian Americans up, you know, here in the United States that, you know, that really, really smart, actually. But what I'm saying is just like if they're really smart, they should take what do you call that? They should be right on the top of the chart, right? Like next to Japan, as far as like economy wise.
Yeah.
And Great Britain. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean he's not gonna make what do you call that young ones like yourself happy, you know, because if he's short of summer vacation,
the teachers either.
I mean, to you, I think it's as short as it is, right? I mean,
yeah.
Would you agree?
I agree. The teacher's going to be mad, too.
He'd be like, we want longer vacation.
Yeah, it gets shorter. It does. It gets shorter every year. And I don't know if anybody notices, but I sure do. I'm dead serious. You look at the calendar. Excuse me, calendar. And
calendar.
That is getting a date. Come on.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's right. Getting shorter.
Take it on,
yeah.
Go
year.
On.
And it's just ridiculous.
It is. I mean, I don't know, man. I'm out of school. I mean, thank goodness.
Go ahead, Brian.
Right. How many more years do you have, Winston, before you get out of school?
Let's see. Ninth grade, I more than likely have 4 years. Or
it's just right around the corner, man. You'll be out in no time.
Well, we got college.
Right, yeah. There goes college. Hey, you know Acorn. Let's talk about Acorn. You guys know about what's going on, right, with Acorn? Actually,
yeah.
Federals have been cutting ties with Acorn and a lot of them. So guess who comes to the rescue for Acorn? Bank of America.
Yeah.
What?
Oh. Get it now.
I don't
Bank
have
of America?
Yeah. They actually, said they want to fund Acorn now.
They what? They want to help fund?
New. They want to help fund Acorn, yeah.
Wow.
No, no. Just joking. I don't know.
Are you serious or are you joking?
What now?
Are you serious or are you joking?
Should I be joking?
Well, I mean, like, hypothetically, if Bank of America wanted to fund Acorn and you had a bank account there, would you keep it?
Oh, they bailed. No, I was just joking.
Oh, you were just joking.
Yeah, they actually pulled back from Acorn. They kind of they cut the ties with Acorn.
I wonder if City will do that or if City, because City is the support
what?
Acorn.
The what?
Huh?
The city?
City, like City Financial, City.
City.
Oh, CITI, CT.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Wow. But they're not making friends. Acorn's not making friends now.
They're not making friends.
No friends. That was the first thing I did, man. I defriend them from Facebook. Since I heard that. They're losing friends from Facebook. Like, I mean, by hundreds every day. So.
Let me see that quick.
I want to see. Yeah, I want to check my Twitter now and see if they're. I'm following them on Twitter. I'm gonna start following
yeah.
them. I don't want to associate
that's
myself from Acorn. Oh man, I don't even want to. Yeah, you know. I think what you're gonna see is like you're probably gonna see like a bunch of. Squirrels, you know, that outside your house and trying to just cut ties with Acorn. That was a joke, actually. That was a joke. Boy, getting tired out there, huh?
Did you hear that? I am getting pretty tired now.
It's 11. It's almost 11:30, and you have school tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Tonight Show. I still gotta watch the Tonight Show.
Right. So here's what I'm gonna do. We only have maybe 5 minutes left, so I just want to thank you guys, Don and Winston, for stopping by Wednesday. Wednesday I have a show, hopefully at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to do a full-hour show on Wednesday. So that's going to be 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and also Friday. So catch Fernando on blogtalkradio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights, 9 or 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, of course. And I want to thank this show is actually brought to you by Ohm Electric and Constructions. They're serving Great Lakes area and Lake County area here in Great Lakes area. So
You can contact them, actually. You can look them up on Facebook, so you can just type in Ohm Construction, Ohm Electrics and Construction, and become a fan on their page, so you'll be able to see them. Now, what's your next show, Winston?
I'm not sure yet.
You're not sure yet?
I am.
You let me know, man.
Now, I know you're going to laugh about this. But I'm trying my hardest to get Glenn back on the show.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. It's no joke. I've been talking to Ken about
it. No, why would you? I mean, that would be...
We are trying our best to get him on the show.
Man, you let me know, and I'll be... I mean, I can guarantee you I'm there. I would put that on my to-do list, like you will not believe.
I'm gonna try. I bet. And what's the stupid thing is, I want to get Larry King on here too.
Larry King?
I want to get. Yes. I know that's not possible.
Right.
Because he might die.
No. Don't say that. You don't know.
I'm just saying, no.
Huh?
I'm just saying though, but you know.
Yeah.
I want to get you right.
You know who wants to get on my show? I want what's his name? Donald Trump on my show.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah.
What?
Come on, dude. Why are you saying that? Yeah, Donald Trump, so I can talk to him. All right. I mean, I'm count you on that. Once I get Donald Trump on there, it doesn't have to be. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be the Donald Trump. It can be like, you know, Donald. It'd be like a Donald Trump somewhere.
I'm get
and also Robert. You know what? Robert Kiyosaki. You know who he is? No. Yeah, I'm gonna get him on. Get on my show, Fernando Poniente show. That's Poniente.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have to do that again, man.
Yeah, I got to. Poniente.
Poniente, yeah. Poniente. Other than that, it's pretty good. But it doesn't sound like you're listening to Fernando Puente. You know, like it's okay, but
he didn't say my name right.
The last name is not. It's. That's all right. You're not the only one. Some people say point at me. Like what? Poniente. That's right. So done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now what's new with you? And do you have any show coming up?
I don't. I'm just waiting to get settled. You know.
Right.
Like,
I'll put you on one of these days. I'll put you on one of these days. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
We'll have your own show, and with Winston's help, you know, he should be able to guide you. So.
Good.
All right. So you want to throw your website in? What's your website, Dawn?
ShopInSuperHighway.com or MarketAmerica.com/PONIENTE and get pretty much anything from that website except for real estate. However,
right.
If you're in the market for a house, there is one in the Dells. So 115,000 has two lots, one of them's buildable, 3-bedroom house, 1-bathroom.
There you go, Winston.
Contact Maggie Docknell at 608-697-5695 if you're interested. Tell her that Dawn Poniente told you about it.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's it for now. I think we're going to be heading out over here. Good night. Good night, Winston. Good night, Dawn. And good night, all. Once again, this show is brought to you by Ohm Electric and Constructions. You can find them on Facebook. Just type in Ohm Electric, OHM. Electric and Construction. So, catch Fernando on this coming up Wednesday, 9 p.m. And we're gonna be talking about so much stuff. Oh my goodness, I don't know where to start. So, be there. The great panel will be there, Winston's and Dawn. And catch me on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook and also Twitter. Follow me, Great Inferno. That's
GR8 Inferno. Again, good night, and good night all. Where's my exit musical? Where's that? Oh, too late.
Bye, bye.